In the rural area of Tanmitte, nature and time are woven together in peaceful simplicity. The small church of the Holy Angel and the Mancino Tower stand close together, two different places telling stories of devotion and rural life, tied together by the invisible threads of history. Although the years have diminished, its original splendour, the church still possesses great appeal. It was built in 1697 according to the wishes of the priest, Don Vito Venturiero, and was granted the modest annuity of 11 ducats and 48 grani, sufficient to maintain its integrity and sanctity. Don Vito was a man of faith and dedication, and had the church built as a place of reflection and prayer. On his death, the church passed to the Adinolfi family, who continued to take care of it with great devotion. The architecture of the church is sober and functional. It has a rectangular floor plan, with one main room with a barrel vaulted ceiling and gable roof covered in slabs of local stone. On the facade is a small round window, the only one in the church, which gives the interior a faint yet evocative light. On the architrave of the main entrance is an inscription dedicated to the guardian angel. The Latin inscription reads, Angele Sancte de Parvum, hoc tibi pono sacellum, aciper ed accepti muneris, esto memor. Translated, the message reads, Holy Angel of God, I dedicate this small chapel to you. Accept it and always remember the gift received. This moral precept reflected the ancient belief that by making sacrifices or dedicating places of worship, one could obtain the benevolence of the gods, in this case, of the Holy Angel. The Mancino Tower was built to meet the demands of rural life. On the ground floor, there are several rooms, wells and cisterns used to collect rainwater and access the water table. There are also rooms used as ovens and storerooms, and the importance of the tower for local daily life is evident, not only for the collection and storage of water. The small church of the Holy Angel and the Mancino Tower are testament to the simplicity of this land of faith and work.